Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Welcome everyone to Wellness Wednesday. Happy to be here with you all on this beautiful snowy day we've got going on. So here to tap in with you with some Wellness Within cards that I've picked out just before hitting live. I pulled out three cards, actually four. One of them happened to be a nutrition card, so I'm going to share that with you all, and then I just pulled out three more so that we can do a little self-care practice together here on this Wellness Wednesday. So thank you for being here. Before we get to it, though, I just want to make a quick announcement. I know that maybe early January, I announced my new deck that's going to be coming out. Today was supposed to be the release day. And I just want to let you know it's coming. I am a little bit behind schedule, so it might be a couple more weeks, but it will be out this February. So within the next couple weeks, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that all these little final things I have left to do will go smoothly and timely so that I can get this out to you as soon as possible. Those of you that have pre-ordered your Sleep Edition deck already, thank you so much. And if you haven't, I will make sure to link it in the comments and in the description when this goes on YouTube and anywhere else it gets posted. So I am so grateful for your patience and your understanding, and I can't wait for you to have this second deck in your hands. All right, so the one we're working with right now is from the Anxiety and Stress Edition. That was the first deck that came out this past fall. And this nutrition card that I pulled, I just want to share it with you all. It's a water check card, all right? So it's to make sure that you're staying hydrated and drinking enough water. So are you? Have you had any water today yet? It's afternoon here, so it's about 12:18 to be exact. And if you haven't had any water yet, make sure to grab a glass, maybe drink some water while you're watching this live with me. But stay hydrated, my friends. It's so important. It's one of the best things you can do. Now, we don't want to drink too much water, right? We don't want to drink more than a gallon of water a day, right? But my rule of thumb is whatever your body weight, divide that in half, and that's how many ounces you should be drinking on average each day. Now, give or take a few ounces depending on your level of activity. If you're pretty sedentary and you're not doing a whole lot, but you're also taking in other fluids like tea or like homemade juices, things like that, then by all means, you can have a little bit less of that water ounce quantity. If you're very active, if you're exercising a lot and you're sweating, then you wanna make sure you have maybe more than that average amount of ounces, right? So your body weight divided in half is the number of ounces you should have on average each day. So, and the important thing to note that's on this card as well, besides checking in with your water intake, is the water temperature. We don't want to drink ice cold water. It's not good for our system. It actually slows down our digestive processes, and over time, too much cold, whether it be just cold ice water or cold ice drinks in general, cold raw foods, too much of it consistently will lead to us generating dampness within our system and weakening our spleen stomach energy. So room temperature water is best. Warm, if you like that, with maybe some lemon in it. Herbal tea is always a great way to flavor your water, or just flavoring with other fruits or vegetables. Like my favorite is to do cucumbers and water, or like cucumbers and chia seeds. Goji berries are my favorite actually for flavoring my water any time of year. So all fun ways to do it. So let's get to these points, shall we? Let's do our little self-care routine. So we're gonna start with heart four. So you can follow along. Here's the image of the location. It's on the inside of the wrist, all right? With about two fingers width from the wrist crease. Okay, so here's our wrist crease, gonna go two fingers width down, and it's on the pinky side. Inside of this tendon that you feel here on the edge, it's on the inside of that. So we wanna press, put some pressure there. If you have a tool such as this, I show this all the time, you can use that. So the back end of a marker, if it's rounded, has a rounded cap, you can use that. Perfect acupressure tool. All right, so we're gonna apply some pressure here for just a little bit. I'll tell you what the uses are for this point. It's great for calming the spirit, benefits the voice, especially if you're having trouble speaking from the heart, relaxes muscles, tendons, and ligaments, relieves sadness and fear, great for overthinking or excessive worrying, restlessness, or insomnia. So this is a point that you'll also see in the sleep edition deck. So it's so wonderful to be working on this and have people see how some of these points really truly have more than just one purpose and can be used in a multitude of different ways in combination with different points to achieve specific results. So it's been a beautiful process for me to work on these decks and share this information with all of you. So I'm gonna go ahead, go to the other side as well, okay? So we're finding that point, two fingers width down roughly on the inside border of that tendon. Go ahead and press right there. And the name of this point is Spirit Path. Beautiful, beautiful name. So a couple more moments here on this other side, and then we're gonna move on to our second point, which is stomach 36. Let me know in the comments if you have your own copy of the Wellness Within deck, the Anxiety and Stress edition, and let me know if you've either pre-ordered the Sleep edition or plan to pre-order or purchase your own copy of that as well. I'd love to hear in the comments. Also, let me know how you enjoy these acupressure sessions or these self-care sessions that we do on Wellness Wednesdays. I think last Wellness Wednesday, we did a guided meditation together. So from one of my new meditations in the new decks. So next point, stomach 36, it's on the lower leg, just below the knee. So we're going to go hands width below the eyes of the knee. So just below the patella, you're gonna find that spot below the patella, place your index finger there, and below the pinky, a finger's width over from the shin bone, the edge of the shin bone is where you want to be. Now this is a point that you can be a little bit more aggressive with as far as applying pressure or massaging this point. You can use the side of your fist to tap this point, or using all your fingers together to tap. And because of its location, if you are comfortable in a position to do this, if you're like me, I'm sitting on the floor right now on a cushion, or if you're on the couch, something similar to that, you can do both of these points at the same time, or if you're in a chair, just folding over from the hips and pressing both of these simultaneously. So that is an option, right? So I'll raise my knees a little bit here so you can see what I'm doing. So you can press both in this manner. If you want to use a tool, you can use the larger end of a tool if you have one like this, and you would just do one at a time unless you happen to have multiple tools at your disposal. And you can do a little bit of a circular motion on this point as well, give it a massage effect, or simply tap them both at the same time. Either any of these techniques is truly beneficial for this point. I'll tell you some of the uses while we're sitting here pressing this point together. It calms the spirit, relieves emotions stored in the heart, supports the immune system, It's great for any gastric pain or vomiting, indigestion that you might have. Great for diarrhea or constipation, mastitis, pain in the knee joints and the leg, any edema that you might be having, especially in the lower body. It's great for asthma and cough, dizziness, insomnia, and mania. So talk about a well-rounded point, right? Stomach 36 is just so wonderful. We use it for so many things, but truly helpful in treating your immune system. So something I recommend that you do on the regular if you don't already. This card comes up a lot in our Wellness Wednesday sessions. I think it's because simply so needed by everyone at this time. So I just pull intuitively from the deck to do these sessions with you all, and it comes up often. So, all right, moving on. This is going to be, and just a side note, if you have any tenderness with any of these points, it just means it needs some work, some love, on these points. So make sure to work on them, and over time, the sensitivity or tenderness that you have at these points will decrease. Last point for today's Wellness Wednesday, we're doing Bafang, which is a series of 4 points at the top of the foot. It's actually found in the webbing between the toes. All right. So this is something where, because there's multiple points on each foot, you can do both simultaneously. I'm gonna see if I can angle you down a little bit to see what I'm doing. All right. So this is what we're doing here. You can do both at the same time if you find you have both feet lined up and you do them like this, and then you can move down the line in this manner. Or you can just simply do 1 foot at a time. If you're seated, you can bring, your foot up across your knee, opposite knee, and do the 4 points on that 1 foot and continue on to the next after that. So it's up to you, whatever feels best. For timing purposes, I will just do both at the same time because I can. If you want to use a tool though, then again, unless you have two of these, you would just do one at a time and move down across the line over the webbing of the toes. Okay, so it's 4 points on each foot. These points together are really great for treating overthinking. They're a great grounding point. For toe pain that you might be experiencing, redness and swelling of the top of the foot. And I think it's really great also, since it's a good grounding point, it's also, I find it to be beneficial for people who have difficulty sleeping, because oftentimes there is a connection with a lack of grounding or the person's ability to stay grounded when they start to enter a sleep state. And so it's very important that we do that before we go to bed. So I'm moving right along down these 4 points on each foot. And that is going to conclude. Before we finish up, we're going to do 3 grounding breaths together and check on. There we go. And then we'll wrap it up for today's session. I'm so grateful for all of you that are here live with me. I'm grateful for those of you that come and watch the replay and follow along. I truly appreciate it. I do this all for you. Hey, Colleen, welcome. So I'm really glad when people can join live and interact, but I'm really glad when people can also watch the replay and let me know how these points are beneficial and helpful for whatever you might be going through at this time. So we've done all of these points across the top of the foot, and we did our other 2 points as well. So that concludes our acupressure, but we're gonna do our 3 grounding breaths before we wrap up here. So join me. If you're seated, great. If you're standing, that's fine too. You can choose to keep your eyes open or closed. But let's take a deep breath in, filling the belly and the lungs. And exhale. Let's go again. Making sure to exhale audibly, get that energy moving. One more deep breath. Feels good every time. So grateful for all of you. Thank you for tuning in live and thank you for watching the replay. Let me know in the comments if this routine was helpful for you today. Don't forget about our water check. Have you hydrated today? Stay hydrated. And if you are looking to pre-order the new Wellness Within deck, the sleep edition, I will leave the link in the comments after I post this or in the description for YouTube and podcast, and you can get your copy there. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this, just running a little behind schedule on some final pieces for the new deck, so but it will be out soon and I will make sure to keep you all posted. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. I appreciate all of you. Until next time, my friends, stay well. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.